Notice Jesus didn't even see the fig tree wither and die right away. And that was Jesus. All right? And so the Lord said, just keep speaking my word, okay? Speaking to the mountain until you see the mountain move. Hallelujah. See, this is the God kind of faith. This is the kind of faith that God wants us to have. And the Bible says, through faith and persistence, that we inherit the promises. I believe that God wants to build something new in the church, all right? You know, that we're not going to be afraid of another COVID. You know, when COVID came around, people said, yeah, well, you know, this is just the first trial run. There'll be another one. Well, I certainly hope not, but I don't know what China's doing. I don't know what other people have in mind. But I know this, that when Jesus returns to the earth, he will find faith in his body. Come on now. He'll find faith in us. It'll be unfeigned faith. It'll be a faith that works. Hallelujah. Strong faith. Amen. So everybody say, continue in the word. Continue with my confession. Number three is continue to be single-minded and settled. Like we said, what is faith? It has one result, one outcome. I don't have any other options. I'm not considering any other things. Okay, one outcome. God's will, it's God's word, and that's what I believe. Amen. Amen. Psalm 112, verse 7 says, though messengers bring evil tidings, my heart is fixed or steadfast, trusting in the word of the Lord. See, once you get it settled, that's it. That's it. I know God's will. That's it. I only have one outcome. I'm only looking at one thing. See, like we said, Peter walked on water until he considered something else. And he was moved by that, and that's when he began to sink. Number four, all right, continue being filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on now. You know, it wasn't a one-time, you know, thing. I mean, you and I, we all know when it's time for our cell phone to be charged. We all know when it's time for our gas tank to be filled up. When we see that light and that we're going on empty, okay? We all know that. But when we, in Ephesians chapter 5, it says, do not be drunk with wine. He doesn't say, don't be drunk. He just said, don't be drunk with wine. All right, but be filled or be being filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things. You know, it's okay to speak to yourself. You may think that that's just for somebody, you know, out in a park somewhere on a park bench and they're talking to themselves, okay? Well, we have right here, be being filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself. How many of y'all speak to yourself? Well, don't raise your hand. Okay. Well, you know, you can speak to yourself. You know, the Bible, when David, when he came back from Ziklag, you know, and everything had been taken, all right? I mean, and the men turned against him. It says, what did he do? He turned to the Lord and he encouraged himself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be being filled. Everybody say, be being filled. Filled. Continually. Continue to be filled. Yes. Continue to go to the filling station. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Continue to be filled. Continue to be filled. Hallelujah. Continually draw near to God. Continue to be filled with the Spirit. All right? Kindle. Kindle the flame. All right? Be being filled. I'm going to keep saying it. Be being filled. All right? Be being filled. See, when you're filled with the Spirit, then you just see everything in the realm of the Spirit. You get in the realm of the Spirit, and then it's like, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. All of a sudden, problems don't seem like problems anymore. You know, people get drunk. Why do they get drunk? Well, they want to have a good time, I guess, but they want to forget their problems. And see, when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, okay, when you start speaking in tongues, guess what? Your mind is unfruitful. It turns off your mind. It shuts it down. Hallelujah. You lose your mind. Hallelujah. You lose your mind, okay? All right, so no longer is your mind a distraction. All right, and guess what? You lose those doubts that you had. Hallelujah. If I say continually.
Continually.
We need to do more drinking than we do thinking.
Amen.
More drinking than we do thinking. All right? Drinking of the Spirit. See, these are the ways of God. These are when we get into moves of the Spirit. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. He who has a merry heart has a continual feast. The joy of the Lord is our
strength.
We ought to be the happiest people on the planet. You know, joy is a fruit of the Spirit. A fruit of the Spirit. Okay? Be being filled. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs. Making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, what was the old saying that looks like many Christians today have what? Swallowed a pickle juice or something? I don't know. Baptized in pickle juice? All right. All right. But it's a continual thing. Continual thing. Continual thing. Be being filled. Be being filled. Because guess what? We run dry. We run empty. We run out. Okay. All right. And so we have a wonderful experience of continually being refreshed and being filled with the Spirit. We ought to take advantage of it. Okay. We ought to come to church already, all built up, ready, full of the Spirit, right? Ready for church. All right, and just say, Pastor, when are we going to start? I am ready to start this thing. Can we start early this morning? Come on now. You know, at our former church, you know, when the pastor would open up his Bible, everyone would stand up and do the wave. You know, woo, 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 woo. Because we're excited about the Word. We get to hear the Word this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, Kenneth Hagin, of course, we were trained, you know, at Rhema, so I tend to refer from some of his stories. But one time he was praying. He was in the healing ministry. He was praying for this guy who had a back problem, all right? And so after he prayed for him, the Lord said to him, the Lord told Brother Hagin, tell the man to bend down and touch his toes. And Brother Hagin said this, see if you can bend down and touch your toes. And the man was like, oh, no, I can't. And the Lord said, I told you to tell him to bend down and touch his toes. And so Brother Kenneth Hagin said, okay, see if you can bend down and touch your toes. And the guy's like, oh, no, I can't do it. And so Kenneth Hagin said it the third time, see if you can bend down and touch your toes. Oh, no, no, I'm in pain. And Kenneth Hagin, he walked away. And then that night, the Lord rebuked him. He says, I didn't tell you to tell him to see if. I told you to tell him to bend down and touch his toes. And the Lord showed him, look, you've gotten into doubt. And he said to the Lord, Lord, I repent, but what do I do about it? And the Lord says, I want you to pray and fast until you get your edge back. See, a lot of times our brains take over. We can lose our edge. So the Lord said to Kenneth Hagin, listen, you need to get with me in my presence. You need to pray and you need to begin to fast until you get your edge back. See, we're talking about mixture this morning, having the God kind of faith. Number five, all right. Number five, and I love this, is that you need to get into the spirit of victory. I don't know what victory looks like to you. I don't know how you get into victory. But I can tell you what the Bible talks about when it talks about victory. You know, we were in a service a couple weeks ago at this church, and, people had some serious issues, addictions and sickness and cancer. So when it was time for the altar call, all right, there was one guy. He was a young man. He was playing the guitar. You know, and I was so glad that we have young people serving the Lord. Amen. But he started just strumming his guitar, just like it's a soothing kind of music, soothing. And there's a time for soothing music, right? But see, we need to realize that God is the creator of sound. And there's sounds that come from heaven. There are sounds that move us into certain directions of the realm of the Spirit. You know, when our gentleman, when he grabs that ram's horn, all right, he's not just, in the Old Testament, it wasn't just the fact that someone could blow, you know, a ram's horn. Have you ever tried to blow one? It's hard, okay? So it's almost like when I watch somebody blow one, my mind is going, I wonder if he's good enough. Like, I wonder if it's going to be like a really good sound or... That's your natural mind. But wait a minute. What was the ram's horn all about? It was about victory. It was a rally cry. All right? For the people to stand up and begin to rejoice and begin to shout. In other words, it was like, oh, wow, it's like victory. We're speaking victory now. You ever watch some of the movies where you have like the Indian tribes that before they're going to go out to face the white man, all right, hey-ya, 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 and they paint their face, you know, and they put on the stuff, you know, and what are they doing? They're getting ready for victory. They're taking victory walks and victory dances, okay? But they're beating that drumbeat, boom, 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 boom. And see, whether we realize it or not, there are sounds that bring manifestations. And so we told that young man, we said, listen, the strumming is okay, but listen, we need some victory here, some victory songs, okay? And so here in Psalm 47, Psalm 47, verse 1, It says, clap your hands, all you people. Go ahead, clap your hands. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. Woo! Hallelujah. So, oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. All right? And then what's the next part?
Shout.
Shout to God with a voice of triumph. You know what the voice of triumph is? It's in the shout.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And if you're like me, I grew up in a Baptist church. It was very quiet, very reverent.
The dead in Christ shall rise.
And so we were always told, you got to be reverent. You know, don't talk in church. And, you know, and I get that. There was a time for reverence and all that. But if the church, if were to move into that next place, all right, there are different ways of music and sound coming together, the old linked with the new, to move us into a new place of the Spirit where we start to see miracles break out, things begin to happen, all right? And so if you're in a bad place, if you're in a difficult spot, I remember my daughter Emily, years ago, she was suffering with depression. So we said, Emily, you need, here's the tools that you need. You go and you get your music, and you get music that stirs you up, Christian music, all right? And you turn that volume up as loud as you can turn it up, okay? And that's good for the young people. They can have that volume, right? And so you blast that depression right out of the room. Okay? In other words, you lift up a shout. You lift up a sound. Come on now. There are sounds from heaven that move us into new places, okay? And so if you want a breakthrough, shout to God with the voice of triumph. That's the voice. That's the sound for triumph. It's in the shout. It gets real quiet when we talk about these things. Smith Wigglesworth used to say it this way, no man can shout, or no man can doubt if he'll learn to shout. Here's a guy that raised, what, 23 people from the dead? Raised his wife from the dead, and she said, why did you do this? He threw a man up against the wall and said, you know, rise from the dead. You know, he spoke life to him, and the guy just slithered down, and he threw him up. I mean, he understood spiritual things, but he said this, no man can doubt if he'll learn to shout.
Oh, amen.
And I say it this way, for those tough stains, you got to shout about.
Amen.
Y'all remember the old shout commercial? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout unto God with the voice of
triumph.
Shout unto God with the voice of praise. How did the Jericho walls come down? They shouted. They shouted. Victory shout. Triumph. And the walls came tumbling down. Paul and Silas in Acts 16. All right. We're singing praises to God. And the prisoners heard them. And there was a great earthquake in the prison. The foundations shook, okay? And everyone's chains fell off. Chains break, walls fall, all right, in a shout, in a shout. See, there's a sound. There's a sound. God is the author of sound. Everything in this world was created by sound. And so there are sound waves, so to speak. In fact, people in technical areas of sound talk about when the sound reaches a certain decibel, it penetrates and it causes breakthroughs. Now, I know in church we don't, especially as we get older, we don't like kind of that loud volume sometimes, okay? Particularly for people that have like a hearing aids. But there is, but it's been proven there is a sound, a decimal level that causes a breakthrough. And it must be like this shout. And see, in the Old Testament, God made commandments to his people, 7 festivals. In 3 of them, I want you to party hardy for 7 days. 7 days. 3 of them. 3 of the festivals. So 3 weeks out of the year, okay, you're to party like nobody can party. You're to party like a Holy Ghost party, all right? I command you to party for 7 days. Not just on Friday night or Saturday night. All day long. So they would get out their instruments and they would blow and they would sing and they would dance before the Lord and they would have these outrageous parties, okay? That's the Old Testament. For a whole 7 days, each festival of those 3 festivals, all right? I mean, it was loud. And guess what? God loved it. He loved the sound of his people. He loves a mighty sound. He loves it, okay? He's the author of it. Hallelujah. And the shout is the sound of victory. And when you start shouting, I know when my wife, when I hear her downstairs and she's going, "Hallelujah! Glory to God! Thank you, Jesus!" I'm like, oh man, there's something on the way, okay? Woo! All right? Because there's triumph, there's victory, there's breakthrough that's getting ready to take place. Hallelujah. Sounds of heaven, the glorious sound. See, heaven's not going to be a quiet place. Hallelujah. And I believe that God wants to move us into, and yes, I love the reverential. I love the stillness, right? The hush where you just, the presence of God is so heavy and you don't even feel like moving. Or getting up. You feel like you're face to face with God. But there's something to be said that if you want to get a breakthrough, it comes through a shout. It comes through a noise, a sound from heaven. Chains fall. Chains break. Walls fall. God moves. Praise causes the earth to yield forth her increase. Praise stills the avenger. And see, the devil knows he wants to manipulate the sound. He wants to put depression on you. See, who's the enemy? Satan is the god of this world. He's the prince of the power of the air. He wants to control the airways. And Jesus said, if you're not going to praise the Lord, the rocks will praise the Lord. The rocks will cry out. Are we going to let a silly rock do our job? See, the enemy knows that if he can silence you, he can defeat you. That's why when I saw that in the hospital, I said, you know, yes, I'm going to be mindful of other people, but I'm not going to be ashamed of my God. And we're going to play praise music. We're going to play worship music. All right. We're going to shout unto God with a voice of triumph, shout unto God with a voice of praise. Hallelujah. Because the enemy knows that he can silence us, he can defeat us. He wants to control the airways. But let's not let him. Let's not let him. Whether we're at home, or whether we're coming to church, or whether we're in church, okay? Let's not let the devil win, all right? You know, if we come in discouraged, if we come in downtrodden, we come in gloomy or grieving or whatever it is, listen, we need to lift up our voice. We need to give a shout. Hallelujah. The Bible says, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. So God wants to move us into a new place. Breakthroughs. No longer mixture. How many, I want to break out of mixture. You want to see strong faith. You want to see answers. You want to see breakthroughs. You want to see chains break and walls fall. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's a Psalm 149. This is not in your notes. Psalm 149, verse 5 and 6, it says, let the saints be joyful. Let's see. We've got some saints here. Let the saints be joyful. Amen. One more time. Let the saints be joyful. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, in a two-edged sword in their hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there are so many words in the Greek language and the Hebrew language for praise. I wouldn't even have time to go through all of them. All right? Ian, can I borrow you for a second? Okay. All right. Because I know Ian can do this. All right? So one of the words for praise is to jump up and twirl around. Spin around. Can you do that? Lift up your hands. Jump up, spin around. All right, there you go. All right, there you go. All right. And so, can I have another demonstration? How about the two of you? All right. So hold hands, okay? All right, come this way. All right, you can grab hands there, all right? So another word for praise is to get into a large circle and dance before the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, we could go through all these different words this morning, okay? It means to lift up an exuberant joy. It means to shout. Yeah. It means to get happy, get glad. I mean, God loves the sound. Hallelujah. God loves the sound. And we could go through all those different ways and go, see, that's the way we're supposed to be acting. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of y'all receive something this morning? Amen? Amen. Amen. Everybody just go ahead and stand on your feet. Everybody say, no mixture for me. I'm all in. Full of faith. I'm continuing in His Word. Speaking His Word. My heart is fixed only on the Word of God. I'm filled. I'm full of the Spirit. And I'm not going back. And I'm shaking off any complacency, any discouragement, any hindrance. I'm laying it down. And I'm going forward into the fullness of what God wants to do in this season. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church, let's rejoice. Hallelujah. Let's give a shout this morning. Praise the Lord. Come on, shout unto God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.